Kerry Crowley, the Bay Area News Group. Where'd you have lunch today?
Today I went over to Arguello Supermarket, got the famous turkey sandwich over there, Marty, a staple of the city.
Well, we got to send you to the U.S. restaurant, Original Joe's, Nations, or the Pine Tar Grill. We cover everything.
I only eat at restaurants that sponsor Marty Lurie.
Thank you very much.
Only that Marty endorses. Yeah, that's it.
Well, how'd you like the Wall of Fame ceremony?
You know, it was once again put together really well by the Giants. I thought it was a touching tribute to three players that played such important roles on pitching staffs that led the team to three titles at the beginning of the decade. I mean, this was the golden era for the San Francisco Giants and in the storied history of this franchise, and they let the right people speak. They had the right stories to tell, and three guys, Matt Cain, Ryan Vogelsong, and Brian Wilson, who all deserved to be up there and all gave great great touching remarks.
Yeah, what did they say?
Well, Cain didn't tell many stories, but he did talk very much about the family aspect of the organization. He spoke about Lee Elder finding him out of a high school in Tennessee that had been lightly recruited in the past, and putting him in touch with the Giants organization and making sure that it was the only franchise that he played for over his 13-year career. Vogelsong talked stories about both guys, and Brian Wilson told a great story about Matt Cain. They were teammates for the Fresno Grizzlies back in 2007 and shagging in the outfield, and Cain was a teenager at the time, 19 years old, and he said he was so competitive that when they were shagging for fly balls, Cain ran him over in an effort to catch one in batting practice. And so that's when Wilson knew that he was a different breed, and really all three of those guys were different breeds of competitors.
Well, world champions, I said when they left, you don't get to be a world champion unless you're unique and make something happen, and all three of them did. Very good. Kerry Crowley with us. Well, what about this ball club? You know, 2-5 out of the break. You've been with us so many times all year long. We followed the story. They need a win badly here, and because things could be popping here in the next 3 or 4 days.
You know, it's funny, Marty. I'm sitting out at that Wall of Fame ceremony and thinking about the stories that they're telling about the competitiveness and the intensity, and I think a little bit of that is lacking right now with this ball club. They just don't seem to have that spark, that one player who can get them going, who can put a stop to the slow play that we've seen. This team's lost 5 of their last 7, and frankly, they've really need to get it going at the plate because they're running out of time. Bruce Bochy knows that they're trying to switch something up tonight, putting Andrew McCutchen in the leadoff spot, and we'll see if that's the spark that can get this team to take off, because they haven't really done so with a favorable schedule in the month of July, but they do have a lot of games left, at least 24, against 4th or 5th place teams.
Well, I get the shakeup, putting McCutchen up at the top of the lineup. Maybe you're trying to get different guys in RBI situations, but beside that, I mean, who else are you, what are you looking at to get out of this lineup? Are you hoping McCutchen gets on base early? Are you hoping Sandoval's your RBI guy? Yesterday, Buster Posey, multiple opportunities with guys on base and didn't drive him in.
To me, when you have Steven Duggar and Alan Hansen in the same lineup, you need speed, you need small ball, you need to manufacture runs, and we haven't seen that. They had an opportunity up in Seattle. I think it was a missed opportunity in Wednesday's ball game when Duggar got on first base to lead off the top of the 8th. The Giants didn't bunt with Hansen. I think they need to start doing that a little bit more. I know that the numbers and the analytics don't support it, but when you've got guys with speed, we saw Milwaukee use it to their advantage last night. We need to see the Giants start doing the same thing.
Well, and one run changes the game. You can play for a run because they're losing all these one-run games. You know, 6 of the 7 losses, I think, were by one run over the last week and a half or so. So the one run does matter. Now, of course, you could always say, well, instead of playing for one run, play for 3 runs, and then the one run won't matter either. But they don't have the kind of personnel to do that. They have to scratch out runs.
Not the team and not the ballpark to win with power. And, you know, there are guys who can do it. And, you know, if they go out and get a Bryce Harper in the offseason, which will be their central focus, he's a guy who can turn this park into a small ballpark. He can hit home runs, but this team hasn't been built like that for the last decade, and they won titles on pitching and defense, and right now they're getting the pitching. The defense has been good enough, especially in the outfield. They just need to hit a little bit more. You know, they've had that mantra, just score 4, and they haven't been scoring 4, and that's why they're in this losing skid.
You mentioned the small ball aspect. How much of this now comes to Bruce Bochy, where you mentioned it, we kind of talked about it earlier, that one play up in Seattle where they didn't bunt with Alan Hansen. They said it was because he thought it would take the bat out of McCutchen's hand. I understand that thought process, but to your point, you got to score runs.
Yeah,
they're not doing it.
I think so. And, you know, I think a lot of this falls on the 2 through 6 hitters in the lineup. And Marty and I have talked about this. You've got, and he's hitting first today, but Andrew McCutchen, Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, Evan Longoria, and when he's healthy, Brandon Belt. You can add whoever you want at the trade deadline, but ultimately, if those five guys aren't hitting, doesn't matter who's on your team, because those are the guys that you're paying to be in those impact spots in the order, and they just haven't produced since the All-Star break.
Well, in spring training, we were asked to predict the batting order, and one of my predictions was McCutchen would lead off.
Yeah.
And they resisted that all year long. Now, I'm sure they wouldn't want him leading off because these guys should be producing some power and all that stuff. But he does get on base, and he is pretty discerning at the plate, and he is hitting the ball hard, so maybe him as leadoff, maybe it'll do something. Well, hey, they did it with Pence at one point, remember?
Yeah, they did that last year with
season.
Pence. Yeah, and, you know, McCutchen, like you said, I think it's his most underrated skill at the plate is his plate discipline. He's been taking a lot of pitches lately, and to me, he had three at-bats, or plate appearances, I should say, against Blake Treinen, the A's closer, over six games, and he walked in all three of them. That tells you how good his eye is, because
Treinen
is an impossible guy to hit.
How about Jeffress?
Yeah,
he walked in a big moment against him last night. You think they'll do anything here? I know this is Saturday. Believe me, you lose four Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, something could happen. You win four, you know, what happens? What do you think?
I'm very skeptical. I think that they could surprise us with a move or two and, you know, try to shed some salary and gain another player here or there, but ultimately, they're not really in position to make a run unless they win a few games here and the Dodgers lose a few games or the D-backs lose a few games. They're just not in position to be a trade deadline buyer, especially with the luxury tax constraints that we've delved into since spring training. So maybe you see a bullpen piece go here. Maybe an outfielder is on the move and they bring someone in, but I just don't see anything that truly impacts this club. Ultimately, like we've said, it's the 2-6 hitters who have to be the big producers.
All right, can you stick around for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. I want to talk a little Hall of Fame with you. And as we,
oh, gosh.
We do our demographics.
Test my knowledge, Marty.
He wants to ask whether or not Marty should be in.
Not at all. We do our demographics here. You know that. And there are some players of your generation going in. I want to get some of your thoughts about that. So Kerry Crowley will be with us, Adam as well, and here at the Public House. Coming back, we will talk Hall of Famers, not potential Hall of Famers, right after this.
Thank you.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Kurt Smith wants to expand the broadcasting award to include pregame radio hosts, Marty Lurie.
First ballot Hall of Fame. Lock it.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Marty. This is Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
I like John Shea.
Yeah, well, he thinks you should be in the Hall, Marty.
First ballot. Book it. I like it.
We didn't see you play, so it'd be tough for me and Kerry to vote on it.
It's okay. You see me do this.
Yeah.
All right. Kerry Crowley, Hall of Fame. It's an exciting time, really, for all of baseball. Vladimir Guerrero.
Love him?
Oh,
yeah. Watching Vladimir Guerrero growing up was one of the most exciting experiences for a young kid because you saw someone who was doing out of the ordinary things. He would swing at any pitch.
Yep.
He would, you know, throw missiles from right field. He was so entertaining and really a joy to watch when I was growing up.
That's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Good description. All right, Chipper Jones.
One of the all-time best switch hitters, if not the all-time best switch hitter. And I think when you're the best at something, you deserve to be there.
Very good. Trevor Hoffman?
600 saves. Trevor Hoffman, listening to Tony Watson earlier, Hell's Bells, you just associated that with him. And for me, I never saw Hoffman at his best because the Padres teams that I watched growing up were so bad, and he was closing games on those teams. But before I really got into baseball, he led the Padres. And with Bruce Bochy, you know, he talked so much about that 96 season when he closed three games against the Dodgers to send that team to the playoffs. And other than Tony Gwynn, the most iconic Padre, probably.
Jim Thome.
Jim Thome, power-hitting left-hander, you know, doesn't do it for me, but...
Really?
Really?
You're not a Thome guy.
Come on, over 600 home runs.
And no ties to PEDs.
Maybe it's because he played in Cleveland, but Jim Thome was just...
He played in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he played in Philadelphia. But
played in Chicago.
Exactly.
He walked 100 times a season.
You don't associate Jim Thome with any one particular moment or franchise for me.
Okay.
And so that's why maybe he's not as distinct.
All right. And now I'll test you here. We'll see your baseball knowledge.
Here we go.
Ty Cobb. No. Jack Morris.
Good
Anything?
Luck.
Nothing?
Good luck.
What,
230 some odd wins?
Not even on the radar.
Nope.
Not even on
Sorry.
The radar.
2,500 Ks.
Game
like that,
seven,
right?
Yeah, World game Series. Seven, John
what
Smoltz.
Year?
John
oh, yeah,
Smoltz.
John Smoltz.
Some
John Smoltz.
But would they both go nine?
11, 10.
10?
10, 10, yeah. 10th inning.
Yeah.
There All right. Go. Well, you did well on the current guys.
We'll pass on Trammell,
well
too.
On the current guys.
Yeah, no, I like Trammell.
Alan Trammell.
Yeah, everyone knows Alan
All right,
Trammell.
Give me a prediction on Cueto tonight. How many innings?
Go 6 innings, 2 earned runs.
Wow, very good.
I like that.
Giants win tonight?
Is 2 runs enough for a Giants win, Marty?
That's a very good question.
We'll see.
Thanks, Kerry. Always great. We'll see you tomorrow. You're off tomorrow.
Yes, I am. I've got a half marathon tomorrow morning, so I will not
All
be
right.
here.
It's a 13.1?
It is.
You'll be
it
thinking
is.
Of us.
You know what? I'll be tuning in
Throw
right
the
after
brief.
The race.
We'll
okay,
be on.
Yeah, very
yeah,
good.
We'll be on.
All right, exactly. I don't miss the professor.
Where is the marathon tomorrow?
It runs right along the Embarcadero,
Oh,
actually.
That is tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyone
What time does that start?
I believe my race starts at 6:30.
At night?
A.M. A.M. Yeah.
Tom will bring scruff in, so
it'll
come
be
by
the earliest yeah. I've been up since high school.
All right. We'll tell Knuckles about this. I can run along with you. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
More coming up. We'll take one quick break and be back right after this.